Task 9.
You are going to hear a text about the effect of the climactic event El Niño on seals and sea lions. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 5 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
The seals and sea lions we see basking in the sun or cavorting gracefully are less playful this year, and the reason is El Niño. The change in currents has driven warmer sea water closer to coastlines, forcing the fish these mammals normally eat further from shore. Mother seals have to search longer for food and exhaust themselves returning their pups, so both pups and mothers are malnourished, and the mortality rate among newborns has tripled. The lucky ones drift back to shore, where environmentalists help nurse some back to health, but while rescuers may look for strays, they won't disrupt large groups of the mammals. El Niño could claim the lives of some 3,000 seals and sea lions this year. Despite the grim statistics of El Niño years, most of these populations have been flourishing in the last 2 decades. Population figures have expanded as much as 20% for most of these mammals since conservation efforts were accelerated. And in a year when so much has been blamed on El Niño, environmentalists face the dilemma of whether to step in and help with feeding programs when natural disaster strikes or where nature ought to determine how well these species survive. This is Dennis Page reporting for Green Minutes.